The phone now, Tremaine Phillips, who is Chief Program Officer of Prima Civitas in East Lansing, the Prima Civitas Foundation. Good evening, Tremaine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And how are you?
I'm doing really well. It's a Monday evening, and we're going along, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, I wanted to talk with you. It looked unusual at first when I saw some information about a new economic partnership perhaps coming along that Prima Civitas Foundation is facilitating. So I wanted to talk to you about it, and the state may be soon partnering with the Republic of Iraq on some new projects. Tell us about how this came about.
Yes, this is a very unique project, and we've been partnering with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to bring this into fruition. It originated with a relationship that our current CEO, a gentleman by the name of Steve Webster, had while he was the Vice President of Government Relations at Michigan State University. And in 2010, in November, he met with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Sami Alaraji. And Dr. Sami Alaraji is a Michigan State University grad, graduated in 1967 from the Department of Engineering there at Michigan State, and also earned his doctorate degree from Michigan State in 1973. And after that, he went back to his homeland in Baghdad, and he began working his way up through the Republic of Iraq government, becoming chairman of many different commissions and departments there. So he returns back in 2010 in a different capacity, and in 2010 he was the chairman of what they call the Republic of Iraq National Investment Commission, and they handle all of the reinvestment and redevelopment efforts currently taking place within the Republic of Iraq. And he essentially wanted to partner with Michigan in order to not only help to redevelop economic opportunities in his home country, but also help to create business opportunities here in the state of Michigan.
Well, so we're looking for a win-win out of this new partnership.
Absolutely.
And how would this actually work in terms of what Dr. Sami is looking for and what he knows the new Republic of Iraq needs that Michigan can help provide for them?
Well, he first came in 2010 and just offered this possibility of working on this joint partnership. He again returned just this month on June 4th. Coincidentally, he came to East Lansing and met with Prima Civitas, the state of Michigan, and a number of businesses around the state. But the day before that, he actually was meeting with Hillary Clinton in Washington, D.C., and talking with a number of businesses there, as well as some of the nation's largest banking institutions about the continuing opportunities that are developing in Iraq. But the day after he left D.C., he came here to East Lansing, and he presented us a number of opportunities, but one very specific project, which was to bring together a group of Michigan businesses, a consortium of Michigan businesses, to construct 100,000 homes in the Republic of Iraq, a project that he estimated would be worth anywhere from $5.5 to $6 billion.
And note, that's B, billion with a B.
That's B with a billion, the big one.
Absolutely. So what are we actually, we're actually talking about engineers, contractors, so forth, consultants going over to the Republic of Iraq to do this building and constructing?
Well, you know, that's kind of where the opportunity is now up to us. So soon after Dr. Sami had left there on June 4th, we had a meeting at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation on June 13th, where we invited businesses, economic development corporations, and other entities all across the state to begin to discuss this opportunity and first see if Michigan businesses were interested in pursuing this. And we got a really overwhelming amount of support and feedback from that session. We had over 75 individuals show up and talk for almost 4 hours about this opportunity, and now we are going to begin to have the process of how do we move forward and how do we begin to vet and pull together the most viable and reliable consortium in order to work in the Republic.
This sounds to me, I mean, it's exciting because it's something so different and unique was the word we used off the top of this interview. It's something so different that I don't recall having talked about or even hearing about before. What are some of the challenges that are anticipated that undoubtedly came up in that 4-hour discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. Security is always a challenge when working in this region, and it's something that was discussed, as well as ensuring that financial payments are taken care of after these projects are completed, as well as working with legal rights in terms of actually having your products within country and making sure that, all that process is taken care of. But what we are really encouraged by is our relationship that we have with this gentleman, Dr. Sami Alaraji. The amount of respect and admiration that he not only has for the state of Michigan as a whole, but has of the Michigan of Michigan State University, he really is genuine and wants to work as hard as he can to bring some of these economic opportunities to the state of Michigan. And again, it's a win-win for him because he gets to help a country or a state that he loves in the state of Michigan and benefit his home country there in the Republic of Iraq.
And granted, these Tremaine are in the early stages of talks and development of this whole idea. But after this discussion, and it's been a little bit since that discussion, are you encouraged that some of these challenges can be overcome and that this is actually a viable project?
Yes, absolutely. What's really amazing to me is that we already have a number of businesses in the state of Michigan who are not only working in the Middle East on very large projects, but also working in the Republic of Iraq. So we've been engaging with some of these larger international corporations that are headquartered here in the state of Michigan to try and see if they can really help to provide leadership for this consortium since they are already doing this work. And then the next steps are going to be, again, figuring out how do we vet and provide a process for businesses to want to present their product and be a part of this group. And then also we're going to move forward with pulling together a delegation to actually go over to the Republic of Iraq, visit in-country and meet with individuals there so that we can begin to form these really strong relationships that will surely be necessary for this project to be brought to fruition.
Well, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating idea, and talk about thinking outside of the box. I appreciate your telling us about this evening, Tremaine, and we'll stay in touch and see as this process develops. It's a fascinating story.
No, I thank you. I thank you, and please get in touch with me whenever.
Oh, absolutely. I have your number now. Thank you very much, Tremaine. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
You.